Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome. I am really excited about this interview, this chat that I had with Natty Beetz. Natty is a psychic development expert. She is a psychic healer, I suppose. She makes a much better description of it, of what she does, than I can give. But she is a very special person. I have worked with her. I have found the sessions that I've had with her to be really impactful, really insightful, really important, actually. And this awakening of this, you know, the connection with our spirituality, with our spiritual guides, with our inner energy, is something that she just has this incredible gift for. And when I had my first session with her, she sang me through my chakras. You know, it was extraordinary. And, you know, I've worked mentally and physically and through meditation with my chakras, but to have my chakras sung to by guides through light code, it was just magical. She's a very special person and has some really extraordinary gifts, and I think expresses them beautifully. She is very real, as in she does not edit herself. I don't edit myself either. So there's a little bit of sweariness in this episode, which I hope doesn't offend you too much. But yeah, here we go. Enjoy this. Just soak it all in and find Natty on Instagram. It's worth it. Okay, welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. And today I have got the gorgeous Natty Beetz with me. Natty is a psychic development expert, a channeling healer, and an all-round kind of badass bitch.
Thanks. Woo! Love that intro. Although to find me on social media, it's Natty Beetz. We did a half my real name, which is Natalie Beetz, and a half my other name, which is Natty Beetz.
Natty Beetz.
So you can find me everywhere. Yeah, it's a bit confusing. My rap name, which is Natty Beetz, which is now my name for everything, was taken from my real name. So they get mixed up all the time.
In which case, that's fine. Natty Beetz. So I met Natty, Natty lives close to where I live, although she's not close to where I live now, she's in Spain.
Yay.
On a road trip. The road trip to end all road trips by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
And I found you, I think I've never met you in person, don't think. I just met you on social media. And I have had a couple of sessions with Natty that have been it sounds a bit dramatic to say life-changing, but they have been really important development-wise for me. And Natty has some incredible gifts. that I don't really understand, which is why I'm really excited.
You think I do?
I want to get into it, and I want to ask you some questions about, you know, for first of all, just sort of give everyone a kind of outline of what you do. Like, if they were to contact you, what would you be offering them? What do you do?
It's like the world's most difficult question. Mm. Normally, when in a social situation, when people ask me what I do, I answer it according to the people in the room. So sometimes I'll just say I'm a psychic healer. I teach people how to become psychic if they're fairly like accepting. Some people I say I'm a business coach because I do spiritual business coaching as well. So do you know what I mean? I'll take it all the way over the other end, which I'm not technically lying. I just can't be bothered to get into a conversation with muggles about the fact that I channel ETs, which I do quite a lot of the time, which is a little bit out there for most people. Generally, day to day in my business, I offer healing and psychic development sessions. The healing that I do is kind of multi-dimensional, multi-modality. It is based on a crap ton of abilities that opened up in me over the last 3 years. And I'm very fortunate enough to have amazing mentors. I've got three mentors with a combined experience of 80 years. And these people just got maneuvered into my life over the last 3 years. So that while I was going through an absolutely insane psychic awakening, with all these gifts opening up and me going, what the fuck is happening to me? Mm-hmm. I had people telling me what exactly was happening to me and how I could use it. So now when people come to me for a session, they ask what we're going to do. I say, I have no clue. Yeah. Check out my reviews, for which I'm really grateful. I have a shit ton of amazing reviews from my lovely clients. I just say, look at my reviews. If you feel drawn to having a session, it'll be whatever you need in the moment. Yeah. I wasn't always as confident to say that. It took quite a while, and I never tell someone that I can heal something or I can help something specific, because you just don't know. Any healer that tells you, oh yeah, I can get rid of that or I can heal that for you, don't work with them. Like, they're taking responsibility for your healing. There could be energy stealing involved. It's like a whole big thing. You want healers who approach everything with a curiosity, and the healing is not our job, it's the person being healed and the help that we call in. So the guides, the angels, the light beings are just helping the person heal their own shit, basically. Yeah. I'm just a guide.
Yeah, because when I came to you, when I had my first session with you, which must have been March of last year, I had no idea what I wanted from the session. I didn't have a clue, but what I got from it was so valuable. I can't even tell you. It was so valuable, and it's still with me. You know, it was basically reconnecting with my higher self, which is ridiculous. You know, I'm supposed to be a teacher. I teach the chakras, I teach all of that, but there's still, you know, anybody who's a healer or a teacher who says that they're done, they're a finished article is absolute bullshit. You know, there is always work to be done.
Yeah, it's a never-ending process of layers and layers of whole wheat shit. Pretty much that you have to work for. But on the flip side, there is layers and layers of amazing new abilities. I still have new abilities opening up in me on a regular basis. I just had the ability to channel light codes, which are a type of energetic signature that contains information. I usually channel it vocally, but I've just started channeling it into artwork, which is something I've wanted to do for ages, and it suddenly just came through, and it's absolutely blown me away. But when you're at the start of your journey, I feel like it can be even more exciting, because I remember when I had my first spirit come through, when I experienced my first past life regression of someone else, when I went into someone else's past life, that wasn't very fun because they were drowning and I was laying in my bed drowning. I could feel it all, but I asked my spirit guides to bring it through in a gentler way next time, and they did. You choose how you work, but that was all very, very fun. A little terrifying, and I'm grateful I had people helping me through it, but also when you start realizing what you're capable of, what everyone's capable of. I might be an anomaly in that my gifts opened up very, very fast, but I'm not an anomaly in how psychic I am. everyone has the ability to open up their psychic channel, to open up their gift. They may not be the same as my gifts, but I promise you, anyone listening to this, you have amazing spiritual gifts in there. And it's just a case of working through layers of your own trauma, your own human baggage and bullshit, all of the beliefs and everything holding you back from this life, past incarnations. And every time you chunk away a layer of darkness, you get a little layer of light coming and you're like, oh, I can feel people's emotions more. Oh, my hands are hot. I'm channeling healing energy. Oh, I just had a premonition dream about someone or had a lost loved one visit me in a dream. All of these things that a lot of people kind of ignore, they're all very real.
Yeah, it's just about noticing them, I guess. Okay, so I want to just rewind for a second about, it's early in the morning and I'm always so croaky, it's disgusting.
So I'm wearing a feather. Those of you who can't see me, I bought a feather jumpsuit at the weekend for no other reason other than I think it looks fabulous and I don't normally dress up very much. And I'm actually allergic to the feathers, so if I sneeze at all during me...
Listen, if you're only listening to this, just go and check it out on the YouTube and just because Mandy looks just ridiculously glamorous for a Monday morning.
I'm still sat in bed though. It's a balance.
Always. Okay, light codes. Light codes, light language, light beings. So what are they? How can we understand these as mere muggles? Like, what are light codes and how do they come through to you? What, I don't know, talk to me a little bit more about light codes.
Okay, so I'm going to, a disclaimer on this, that although compared to a lot of people, I would be seen as quite, an expert on this particular subject, we have still barely scratched the surface on what light codes actually are and what they can do. Like, the information is coming through so thick and fast. As a very basic, and this has come from channeled information from my guide, so this isn't anything that I read. I mean, I don't ever read any spiritual books really or anything. Everything that I get comes from source, it comes from my guides, so I trust it. Obviously, use your discernment when listening to this. Don't take on anything that doesn't sit well with you. I say this to everyone. So the way I see light codes is, light codes is just a word for a specific type of energetic signature that contains information. So I'm going to use the example of Reiki, because most people know what Reiki is, right?
Yeah.
Reiki is a transference of healing energy. People channel it through them, it comes out of their hands and it goes into the person. This Reiki contains information that redirects the energy particles in someone's body. The energy in that person's body then redirects and gives information to the cells in that body of how to grow in a new way. This is how energy healing can heal something in the physical, okay? So it's all just a transference of information via energetic signature, aka Reiki. Light codes is just like that. Reiki is a type of light code.
Right.
But these ability to channel light codes is opening up. I did a channeling last year from my guides because I found the subject so big and confusing. There is an infinite number of different type of light codes that can come from different places. And my Lemurian guides packaged it all nicely for me and brought through 7 different types of light codes, Lemurian light codes. So these are just an example of different types of light codes. I won't run through them all because there's quite a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But for example, there was light codes of the soul, which are light codes someone channels from their soul. And these light codes can do anything from open up and trigger soul memories and past lives to get rid of ghost attachments and things like energetic cords, attachments, implants, also from past lives, just by channeling these light codes. With that being said, when I discovered this, it was because a client started talking light codes. I said, sure, just let them out. This is when I was still just learning. She started talking light language. And I felt something hit me in my third eye. And I was like, oh, she must be having an emotional release. No, that was a ghost. It was a spirit from her past life. Jumped out and hit me in the face. It was one of the first times I'd ever experienced physical real life haunting things. It's because the universe, like, it wanted to get my attention, right? So I closed the Zoom call. I stood up, something in my kitchen literally jumped off the shelf. And I was like, what the hell was that? I picked up my phone, I looked at my phone screen and the call signal flashed up, like someone was calling me for a couple of seconds, disappeared. There was no evidence of a missed call. And then my Spotify opened itself turned the volume turned itself up and turned itself down. I was just holding my phone in my hand, like I literally watched this happen.
Wow.
And instantly I went, what the fuck, there's a ghost here. I heard a really loud yes, so I closed my eyes, I called in the angels, I helped it ascend. And after that, I was very, very careful of what light language I watch online, of what light language people bring through, because there's so many options. There is also things like, for example, light codes of the earth, where you channel light codes from Mother Earth that help you ground. So it helps you open up your channels with the earth, helps you connect more with animals, with your animal spirit guides, with things like fairies and elementals and all of that beautiful stuff. Mm. So there's also, you can receive light codes from the sun every time you go into the sun. You literally receive light activations from the sun, and they can do an infinite number of things. One of the biggest things that I realized recently with how light codes work within you and also within the land is that light codes act as a lock and key mechanism, where one set of light codes will fit in the other light codes like a lock and activate something that's already there. So most of the activations that you see online of these people saying, I'm going to activate your this and activate your that,
yeah,
they're not technically giving you anything. All they're doing is literally unlocking something that is already within you.
Right.
This is why my psychic development sessions, when I'm channeling light codes, and even a lot of people have watched them online and messaged me saying, I watched one of your videos, woke up the next day and started channeling light language. It's because I'm an activator. Something about my frequency, the frequencies I channel, activates other people's psychic channels. Right. So when I'm journeying, I can sing and have the same effect on someone as taking an ayahuasca trip or taking a mushroom trip. It activates the same things in their brain. They experience all these visuals and come out of it like, what the actual fuck? And I'm just singing. it's absolutely the same. But again, I'm still discovering what these amazing light codes, what these amazing light codes can do. The other thing that came through that was, I think, is really important, when Wolfgang was interviewing me, Wolfgang's one of my mentors, he was interviewing me, or interviewing my guides through me, and asking why so many people are starting to channel light language. Now, the reason for it that they gave was that channeling light codes and channeling light language is a lot more accessible for more people than traditional channeling. So it's like almost a shortcut or a different stepping stone of opening up your psychic channel, because the more you start to channel light language, it opens up your abilities to other things. But it's a lot easier than, say, if you took two muggles that don't have any ability, you'd be able to get one channeling light codes and light language either verbally with their hands or into art form a lot quicker than you would be able to get someone to, say, start receiving messages from their guides or trance channeling words or anything like that. So it's a lot more accessible, which is why this thing's being woken up so much on the planet, because it's a faster way to spread light than some of the old ways.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, that's a great explanation. Light language. This is one of the things that I find absolutely entrancing. And if you want to see, you know, go to Natty's Instagram, because there's lots of her light language.
I can give a very small example.
Go for it.
For the people listening. Okay, so if people are driving, let me just think of something to bring through. So if people are driving, okay, so I'm just going to bring a very short bit of light language through to help activate the solar plexus. I don't want to do anything that's going to make people sleepy if they're driving while they're listening to this, or anything else make you have any insane experiences. Viakuyata soat muyakatia uartakia uatatia korta. Iartu kuasa tia mona aya tuakatia. Iartu kuasa iartomo aya wataya. Ierta kusukuyaka amota. Iartu aratia muisa awa sakarata. It's a really little short bit. My guides were like, and you're done. Because I know that some of the people listening to this, if you're going to hear light language for the first time, it can make you feel a little odd.
I just love it. And there's the hand movements that come with this. Again, I'm going to recommend everyone come watch this on the YouTube. The light, the hand movements that you do are so beautiful and so expressive and so connected with what's coming out of your mouth. It's really magical. I don't know what's going on, but I just fucking love it.
It is. I'm very drawn. There's only a couple of light language channels that I'm personally drawn to. Mostly I'll click on something, they'll start and I'll go, oh no, get off me.
Yeah.
Like straight away.
I've never come across anybody else doing it. So I haven't had any other examples.
I can recommend Activations with JJ, and also Share the Light. Share the Light 333 on Instagram. I think she's got a YouTube as well. And Activations with JJ on Instagram and YouTube. They're just two that I personally resonate with that I know in my heart are safe and are of the real light. And do you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of false light crap going on out there.
Yeah. So you said this, and I hear this a lot, that there's a lot of awakening on the planet at the moment. I think everybody can quite safely say that 2022 was a complete shit show. It was horrific. I don't know anybody who went, "Hey, I had a great year. It was fantastic." Like, there's a lot of negative, there's a lot of horrible, hard, difficult stuff going on in the world right now. And there has been for a while, but let's just use last year as an example.
Yeah.
But also during last year, I was very much aware that there was a lot of people like yourself saying that there's a lot more of this light, you know, light beings, you know, people bringing the light. So bringing a conscious positivity and bringing a conscious kind of shift in energy back to I don't know, and when you say back to reality, that doesn't really sound right, but back to our truest selves, back to the, you know, what we really
it's like
are.
A factory reset is how my guides described it when I was doing channeling for my book that I'm writing. They said that psychic development, spiritual awakening is like hitting the factory reset button on a human, which I loved. Yeah. Takes us back.
And this is resetting from, I don't know, the crap of the
thousands of years of trauma and the patriarchy and all that fun stuff. Yeah, man.
Okay. So, you know, most of the people who listen to my podcast, they're interested in healing. They're interested in energy. This speaks to like a really kind of deep fundamental source of this energy work that we do. And, you know, I feel like I'm just sort of skating in. I'm just like sort of very much on the surface, just skating into all of this energy work. You know, my work with the chakras just really connects and I love it. And I know that when I, you know, you use the chakras because they are our light, you know, within.
I had some new channeled information come through last night about a new chakra system coming online that I can share it here first if you want, because I haven't made a video about it yet.
Go for it. Yes, please.
So over the last, I don't think when we had our session last week, you were one of the people that this came in with, but all of the sessions, to be honest, once I've done a session, I pretty much close the book on it, because if you keep all of that stuff in your head, you go insane. So I'm very good at managing my own mental well-being, but it does mean that the sessions blur. So if I've done a lot in a week, I can't remember who's who.
Yeah.
But last week, excuse me, I started getting the awareness come through of these new energy centers coming online within the human body. And they were coming in between our chakra system. And I was getting little bits of info. And then last night, while I was doing a session with my mentor, I said to him, okay, while I'm all pumped up and attached to my guides, I want to ask more about this. So what the information was that I got through is that these new energy centers, my mentor Wolfgang called them, he said, we'll just call them astral crystals. I was like, oh, fantastic. That's literally what they look like. They look like little crystals sitting between your chakras. The locations of them is above your higher chakras. So I'm going to use the example of one of my clients last week, is that I was activating within her a chakra above her higher heart chakra and below her throat chakra. What my guides were showing me is that the chakras are like a board game that we have to play, okay, to get to ascension. And we go through them again and again and again and again. Each chakra has different information, different layers, different levels of the game that mm-hmm. we have to work through so that we can progress up. Okay. And what they were showing me is that at the moment, it's too difficult. Again, like the light language is a stepping stone so that people can channel faster. This is something coming online because, again, everything's trying to speed up ascension at the moment. It's like, come on, it's time, let's go. So at the moment, the gaps between the chakras is too big. It's too big a jump to go from the higher heart to the throat. So what they had me activate in this person was a chakra or an energy point that was for the inner voice. So therefore, the energy or the journey, you go from the higher heart and to get to the outer expression, the throat chakra, the voice, you have to first travel through the inner voice. So it was activating the inner voice. And it blew me away. It gives me tingles. And then once I did this, they then showed me an image of these. It was like almost golden threads around someone's body attached to all these other, and they looked like crystals, like beautiful jewels, all these others. So they were in between the chakras, but they were also other places like by the shoulders. They were going down the inside of the leg. And they just showed me that this is what's coming online in people now. This is also what I'm helping to activate in the sessions I'm doing, the course that I'm going to run, all of the light language that I'm doing, and not just me, other people as well. And last night when Wolfgang tested us, mine was online 85%. And I was like, holy crap. There's a little technique that you can do to help these come online, which myself and Wolfgang, we were just experimenting last night. I love when we get together. We just play with energies and experiment with my guides bring something through. He brings through his grounded knowledge and we just try it out. So what we did is we ran energy around the microcosmic orbit. Am I saying that right? Which basically goes up the back, up your back. Again, you'll probably have to watch the video to see where my hands are going. It goes up the back, it comes around the top of the head, and then it goes down the front again. So it's almost like a loop that goes around your body. Yeah. My guides then showed me that there was two. So there was one going around the outside of the body and one going in the body. So coming up the spine, around the top, and then straight down in the front of the body. And what we did is imagined a ball of energy and used our breath to breathe it all the way up the back and all the way down the front. He did it and instantly started seeing rainbows. I did it and saw lotus flowers floating around me and petals going everywhere. And as we did this, it was like helping this new energy system go online. The other thing that you can do is just give permission for it, because our angels, guides and light beings, the things that are trying to help you, a lot of you would have given permission in past incarnations, but it's nice to do it in this life as well. I've just say that you give permission if you feel it's the right thing for you, for this new energy system to come online, and always clarify that it's in accordance with highest good and that you have permission from your higher self with anything you ever do, always in accordance with highest good and with permission from my higher self.
This is blowing my mind. I love this because, you know what, I teach that when I do a chakra reading, I guide people into a meditation with breath, and I ask them to, and I think I've done a meditation on this on my podcast, but I ask them to visualize their breath. They start to breathe and they feel the breath coming up and down, and then they give it mass. So it's like a little ball, like a ping pong ball. I ask them to float it up and down. But then I also, the other thing that I teach is breathing in this big O around the trunk. So I'm, and go. Then the other thing that you're saying about the points on the shoulders and the inner thighs, you know, most people, and myself included, work with the 7-chakra system, but there are something like 72 chakras within our body, you know, all over the place. And I can bet you're absolute 100%. There's another quite important chakra right in between these two. And then these threads to me sound like the nadis, the channels through which our energy flows. So this is all very exciting, and I'm going to start looking deeper into the other important chakras. Like there's the important chakras on the palms of your hands in the center and on the tips of every finger, which is why the mudras are so important, because you're activating, you know, whenever you do a sort of, you know, whatever
little hand movements
yeah, exactly. So This is thing is that I feel this. Sorry, I'm so excited by this. Okay.
I thought you might like that. I was like, oh yes, let's just bring through some nuggets of channeled information, as you are all about the chakras, and yeah. That is, yeah, some
because I feel like I'm quite sort of quite muggle like, in whilst I'm feel like I'm sort of sitting on the ground and I'm looking up at this, I can see that there's all this stuff, but I've no idea how to get there or what it is. But what you're saying makes me feel like actually I'm slightly more connected with it than perhaps I thought.
Everyone is more connected than they think, trust me. So, like, most of my job is just telling people, seriously, trust your intuition, right, is my guide telling me to tell them, you're bang on, you're exactly right, just keep doing. It's really hard. I mean, I went through it. It's really hard. The hardest thing is trusting your abilities, right? Mm. It's trusting that it's just my imagination. But what is your fucking imagination? I got told when I was a child over and over again that I have an overactive imagination. No, mate, I'm just psychic as fuck, and no one knows how to recognize it, because we don't live in the old cultures. If I lived up a mountain somewhere with an amazing ancient tribe, I would have been put into training with one of the local shamans when I was a small child, instead of labeled with ADHD and told that I was had an overactive imagination. Like, it's just the way society is set up, and it's made all of us distrust ourselves. We put all of our trust in, sorry to say it, in scientists and doctors and whatnot. Mm. They have their place. They are, like, they do amazing things, but they're not the be all and end all. Just because you can't prove something on a bit of paper doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, just as a little side note, and this just occurs to me when you said this, because when you're sort of, you know, when you're out there on the socials and what have you, and you know, you get kind of shoved down a little channel because of things you're interested in, and I come across a lot of people who have ADHD who have similar gifts to yours. Now, ADHD wasn't a thing back in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up. You know, it just wasn't a thing at all. People were just weird or disruptive, or they were, you know, labeled as just a little bit difficult, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you think that this increase in people who are labeled ADHD but who also have talents in this kind of in this field, in this work, is that because there's just more people? What am I trying to say? I'm just trying to say,
I believe very strongly that those who are neurodiverse, so ADHD, autism spectrum, all of that, which are the people that, to be honest, I'm mostly drawn to. I don't have a lot of quote unquote normal people in my life, and I'm not very drawn to normal people. I strongly believe that they are the people who have the most diverse souls. So their soul makeup is made from beings that perhaps aren't around here. They might have had incarnations in other places. It's why they struggle with human life so much and trying to fit themselves into specific human ways, because they're multidimensional beings. They have more access to their gifts than other people's, but they just haven't found how to unlock them yet. So they get labeled with this, that, and the other. I think it is good that all the people that are getting diagnoses and stuff at the moment, because it's a path of realization. Yes. So I strongly believe that there are many paths to the same thing. Just because you don't choose to believe in spirituality, walk in spirituality, doesn't mean that you're not on the spiritual path at all. Like, there is many, many people going through awakening. They might be going through a traditional route of, I don't know, psychology or hypnosis or just general life, you know, just having realizations about themselves and realizing that they feel better. They're still on a path of awakening. Just because they don't shake around crystals and you know, everyone's on this path. I think it's really important to recognize that, and recognize that it's not. One of the things I hate, absolutely hate, and I've been very vocal about this on my channel, is that spiritual elitism that you get that separates people, because we are all on the same fucking journey.
Yeah.
And you get those kind of spiritual teachers who use a lot of really heavy terminology and start talking loads about exiting the matrix and time being a concept and stuff that, if people are just discovering this stuff, it makes you feel stupid, right? It feels, it's boring and scary, but it also makes you feel, oh, I must not be gifted, I must not be spiritual, because I don't understand what the fuck multidimensionality means, what the fuck is claiming your sovereignty, and what do you mean the matrix, what is that? And it makes them shun spirituality. It makes them not want to go into their inner path. And a lot of that could be responsible for someone staying in separation and staying sort of in their own darkness, because they just don't resonate with what's out there. Went on a bit of a tangent then, but it's something I'm really passionate about.
No, it all connects. No, but this is the thing, is that, you know, people who are on a path to explore more and they want to understand their energy, they want to understand how to do their own healing, you know, what path to take. It's really important to hear that, you know, that there's, because there are so many paths out there. There are so many people out there who have, you know, something to offer, something to, you know. It's like, well, how do you know? Well, my answer is you trust your gut. You follow the people you know, there's a resonance that comes when you meet somebody that you think, yeah, they're the real deal. I want to know what they know. I want to feel what they feel. But what I want to ask you now about is this connecting with guides. So, you know, I want to connect with my guides. I'm constantly looking for signs and signals and so on, but I'm still not sort of feeling ill. But everybody, you say that everybody can connect with their guides. How?
Yes, but we need to reframe the connecting with guides.
Okay.
What connecting with guides is. Again, this is information that came through channeled several times. Not everyone is going to have the ability, especially not straight away, to hear their guides or see their guides or get like knowledge or insights, which is what most people perceive. Oh, getting messages from the guides. Yes, that's amazing. I'm very, very grateful for that. But that's not the only way that you receive information from your guides. And only looking at it from that way can actually block you off and stop you from seeing, feeling your own gifts and the magic that you can get. So I've got a lot of clients who don't get visuals at all, and they get really frustrated, especially the ones that have been working with me since the beginning, like for the last 2-3 years, and they're still not getting visuals. Some of them, to be fair, are starting to get breakthroughs now since I've been singing the light language in the journeys. They're like, I can see something. It's really exciting. But most of them they just don't get visuals. They very, very rarely get sort of some words come through or some insights, but what they do get is they get feelings. Like, a lot of people are psychic with their feeling. I'm not gonna say what the psychic ability is called because I can't actually remember the word and I don't want to say it wrong, but it's basically just being really a massive empath, right? And it's like, your job, anyone's job as a psychic or a channel, is to receive information and translate it, right? So I receive light codes, I receive information from my guide, and I translate it. I bring it to the public. I translate it into healing, into knowledge, into books, whatever. When you are someone who feels things, you would be able to really well feel someone's emotion in their body, and then you can translate that into, oh, you're holding sadness in your chest, or I can feel this in here, or oh, if I really tap into it, I feel like there is a square in your shoulder. Do you know what I mean? Just examples of how I get some of my clients who aren't very visual to feel with feeling. They'll say, oh, they'll close their eyes and feel into their own body and say, okay, there's something in my shoulder, and it feels thicker, or it feels heavy, or that something's itching, or there is so many ways for things to come through that aren't the traditional clairvoyance and clairaudience of seeing and hearing things. But it's like, there's not enough help out there for people, or not enough people teach things in a way that includes all of those psychics, which is again why I'm such a fan of how I do things with light codes and teaching people that way, because I teach things in a way that it's literally for everyone. It meets you where you're at, rather than getting everyone. I try my best in my meditations to use the feeling words rather than the seeing words. So even when I'm doing guided journeys, like, imagine a portal in front of you. If you can't see it, just imagine it, feel it. What does it feel like? Do you know what I mean? And feel yourself walking through it. You can do a whole shamanic journey, a whole soul journey, just by feeling, but you can block that off by getting annoyed that you can't see anything. You see what I mean? So really trying to see a portal in your mind if you're not going to see a portal, you're not going to see a portal. If your first, your kind of primary psychic abilities, the ones that you have access to first, aren't clairvoyance, then the more you try and squeeze your third eye and, you know, try and see that portal, it's not going to come through. And so you need to just relax and let it come to you in a way. Okay, can I feel the portal? Can I hear someone saying there's a portal in front of you? It's just kind of trying to find your own way through it. Something else that my guides came through with as well, I think this was actually the January energy update last year, which I went back and read, and it literally could be this January. Like, it makes complete sense for this January. It's so funny. But they were talking about guides bringing people signs. And again, like saying that we're not necessarily going to be able to talk to you just yet or show you something, but that flower that you passed that was growing up out of nowhere, like that gave you that little spark of joy, that was us. That little kid that you made eye contact with that smiled at you, that was us. That dog that came up and licked your hand. It's like there's literally signs everywhere. Mm. But it's almost like people are so fucking preoccupied with being psychic, as in seeing and speaking to spirit.
Yeah.
But they miss out in the genuine magic that's going on around them all the time of their guides trying to get in touch.
And the flip side of that, of course, is that all these signs and so on are coming through to people, but they're just too preoccupied with life and practical stuff to even know that that's what's going on.
Yeah, all of the human baggage. I mean, generally, when you're opening up your psychic channel, the best analogy that I can give that someone gave to me is imagine an Oreo cookie. Mm-hmm. And we are the squidgy bit in the middle. Okay, that is the most us. Yeah. And to get to your psychic abilities, to your guides, everything in the cosmos, you've got to punch through that cookie. Now, your cookie is made up of all of your past life trauma, all of the attachments from past lives. It's made up from all of the trauma in this life. It's made up from all of your beliefs, values, things that people have told you, societies, implantations, the programs, the distortions, all of that is in your cookie. Mm-hmm. Some people have a very thin cookie. They just do. They've worked through a load of shit in their past lives. Some people have had some really, really heavy crap go on in their life, in their past life, trauma and whatever, and their cookie's really, really fat. So it's kind of the luck of the draw, and it does not have any correlation on how powerful your psychic abilities are, or how amazing they are at anything. A lot of people think, oh, you know, because it's taking me such a long time, maybe I'm just not that. I hate that people feel that they're not special because their abilities didn't come through like mine. I had a week-long trauma and punched through my cookie head first by accident. That's not the normal way. There is a lot more people having those sort of experiences because people are waking up rapidly, but the much nicer way is you're just scraping off a layer of the cookie at the time. Mm. And as I said before, bringing in more layers, but please don't think that your inner power or your abilities aren't going to be completely fucking amazing and so worth working towards just because you're not naturally getting images and words through at the moment.
Yeah, you've just got to gently burrow away through all the stuff.
Cookie.
Yeah. And then I mean, the past life stuff, that again, you know, for somebody who's not kind of, you know, people can be skeptical about past life stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think that's worth sort of going into, really, because you either kind of get it or it's not a case of you get it or you don't.
I was skeptical of everything.
Open to it or you're not, I suppose. I
was skeptical of everything until I experienced it. And I am skeptical of everything until I experience it. Even things that my guides tell me, if I haven't experienced it yet, I'll take it. Like, I have a lot of trust in them now and a lot of trust in what I've experienced. But especially that first year when my abilities are opening up, that's why I don't like watching spiritual TV, spiritual things, reading books or anything, because something will come to me when I'm ready for it. And until I'm ready for it, I'm not going to take it on board. Same as everyone else. People who are listening who perhaps don't believe in past lives or whatever at the moment, that's absolutely fine. It's not for them right now. It might never be something that they need to explore. It might not be necessary for their path. When you do start getting into it, if you do choose to explore it, past lives, timelines, other realities are absolutely insane and really fun. as someone who has, I mean, I do a lot of past life stuff, a lot of past life regression with my clients, and I've experienced a lot of my past lives. It is so fucking awesome being able to go in and see, like, for example, being in Egypt, and like my first ever past life that came through, it was like a letterbox opened in my third eye while I was drumming, and I was looking after a pharaoh in a big gold bathtub, and I had all these flower essences and oils I was anointing him with, and it was Seti the First. I was working for him, got buried with him. Yeah, got buried alive. That was fun. That was not so fun to experience. Some of the past lives are terrifying. I've seen my throat get slit open a couple of times while I've been chunking through. You just see someone come out of the darkness and a knife, and your throat feels all raspy, and you're like, whoa, I'll just clear that.
Okay.
It's not scary in the moment, because when you're in a really high vibration and you're connected, even if something quote unquote scary comes through, it's not scary, because it feels like the most natural thing in the world. The things that come, the times when it's scary, is after you finish the session and you've just had a spirit talk to you for the first time, or experienced a past life death, and you've put everything back away, and you're back in your normal thinking, and you go, what the fuck was that? Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind? That wasn't normal. That wasn't okay. And that's your integration time, right? That's where you can go through the layers of that. And again, that's just for the people who may be having things open up already that are weird. You're either on the fast track where you're having things thrown at you that you have no clue how to deal with, or you're on the slower, gentler, but probably more frustrating for those of you who really want to open your stuff up, where you're just edging through that cookie. So there's pretty much two ends of this stuff, but all leading to the same place.
Yeah. Which is
total enlightenment, darling. Being zen as fuck, at one with the universe. Yes. I don't know, mate. I'll let you know when I get there. I don't think I'm going to get there in this lifetime, but
well, this is the fascinating
thing. It's coming back to the wholeness. Coming back to your one true timeline. There's some great books that I can recommend people by a lady called Sia Lanu. They are channeled books. The Rainbow Tablets, Journey to Wholeness, and the Divine Union and Sacred Sexuality one. If you consider yourself to be a bit muggle-ish, you might find them a bit far out, and I suggest starting on the Divine Union and Sacred Sexuality one, as it's a lot more palatable. But within these books is light codes. So the light codes I was talking about earlier, they're embedded in these books. When you read them, similarly to if you watch anything that I've done that's channeled, or any of my coaching sessions, they're all embedded with light codes. So instead of having to take the information just into your human brain, it's like the light codes embed it in you, and then integrate it, so it becomes part of your reality. It sounds weird as fuck, but I read these books and there was some really far out stuff in there, and I had to put them down. And then a couple of weeks later, I just understood it. I just understood the concept of what they were talking about. Like, whoa, I didn't even have to try and figure it out or think about it or whatever. It just popped in there.
Yeah. No, it's almost like an exercise in trust, isn't it? Reading those books, you just kind of read it, and some of it just makes no sense, but you've read it, so that's fine. Just let it go in. And some parts of it are so massive, big aha moments, which are fantastic. And I know that you've recently written a blog about relationships and why there have been so many relationship breakups in the last year. And I don't know if, you know, any listeners have been going through that, or, you know, big questionings in their relationships. But, you know, that book begins to answer it. But I do recommend Natty's blog. Which I'll put all of those, I'll put all of Natty's, what are they called?
Links.
Links, thank you.
This is the other thing, when you're talking about all of this stuff, because it raises your vibration just talking about it, right? We end up kind of going somewhere else. It can be really difficult to come back in with the more grounded human language. I know after I've done, when I'm in a session, especially after I've let something talk through me and I've done a channeling, trying to just form one sentence, and you'll see, if you watch any of my videos on YouTube, you'll see I open my eyes up and I'm like, where am I? And it takes me a little minute, and I'm trying to find the human words So yeah, but it's all the process of integration.
Yeah. God. Okay. Well, listen, Nashi, I mean, I feel like we've given everybody so much. You know, we haven't even got into Lemuria and all of that sort of stuff. Maybe another day. But I think there's a you know, you've given us so much to think about and there's absorb for now. So yeah, we'll come back and yeah, tell everybody about your course that you're going to do, because this is a really interesting yeah, just so people know.
So I'm doing an 8-week channeled course starting from February the 1st. It is a psychic development course. I'm going through a whole bunch of topics, so helping people navigate spiritual awakening, helping people keep their mental health in check while they're sort of working with this stuff, because it's really fucking important. Going from that to helping people, teaching people how to remove entity attachments and ascend ghosts, bringing through information about Lemuria, deeper parts of your soul, teaching people how to astral travel and journey, talking about divine union, sacred sexuality, twin flames, the real purpose of all of that, talking about timelines, timeline shifting, multi-dimensional craziness, and also helping people with their life's purpose. There's a whole load of other stuff on there, but the whole course is based on this light code learning. So although I'm bringing through actual words and teachings that you can take notes on, everything is done on light code learning. So you're literally absorbing the learning as you go, as well as all of the activations that are opening up your psychic channel. There's going to be a load of healing in there. There's going to be a lot of my own experience as well of the last 3 years. My life is fucking insane. If any of you follow me on Instagram, I've been through a lot. It's all for a reason. It's so that I can talk about it and teach about it, right? But yeah, so it's going to be an eight week journey starting on February 1st and ending on spring equinox. But I am talking to people all this month. If anyone fancies a gander at it and wants some more information, you're welcome to jump on a call with me. I don't do the whole selling online thing because I want to talk to people. If you're going to work with me, I want to have a conversation with you. I want to see if we get along. I want to see if I'm the right person for you. And I want you to also have confidence that I'm the right teacher for you. So that discernment thing, that feeling, the feeling in your chest. I'm quite a strong character, so most people will kind of come on a call with me and they'll know if it's yes or a no straight away.
But that's such an important factor, getting people on the course. Yeah. It's so important that connection, you know, both ways. It has to be feeling right, and then the good stuff can really happen. So
yeah, you know, exactly. And same as any therapist in the world, if you don't have rapport with them, I don't care how much of a good therapist they are, it ain't for you. It's not going to work.
Yeah,
exactly. Simple.
Cool. Well, listen, I mean, thank you, Nashi. I will see you very soon.
Thank you for having me.
And you're so welcome. And yeah, go and everybody who's listening, I'll put all the links in the WhatsApp in the show notes. Yeah, there you go. I found words.
There we go.
To find Nashi and all her amazing content. And thank you, Nashi. Thanks so much for today.
Thank you.
So there we go. I really hope that you enjoyed my chat with Nashi. I love spending time with Nashi, and I always feel more positive, more whole, and more optimistic having spent time with her. She's got just the best energy, and I really do recommend you, if you do Instagram, if you're on Instagram, to follow her, because not only does she put stuff out there that's really interesting, it's really entertaining as well. You know, she's totally unfiltered, and you just get the whole of her coming through on that, which is great, because I feel like a lot of people who are healers and so on, probably myself included, actually, if I'm honest about it, come through as a little bit I was going to say holier than thou, but that's not quite the right term, but you know, sort of, you know, sensible. she just comes through as purely herself, which I just adore. So yeah, go and search her out, and if you're interested, have a face-to-face with her and join the course that she's doing, which I think is going to be so exciting and so interesting. You know, if you want to awaken your natural gifts, even if you're feeling skeptical about it and you just think, what a load of hooey, I think it's worth looking into, you know. I just do. So
please go and search her out. And of course, you can get hold of me, chakra-way.com. I'm always here, always available. And thank you for listening. I will see you next time. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.